Psychokinesis. Psychokinesis, also called telekinesis, is the ability to move or manipulate objects without applying any physical or other scientifically explainable force. It's a word with Greek origins, psyche, which roughly translates to mind, and kinesion, which means to move. Unlike kinetic energy, which you'll find in its own section and which is completely random and involuntary, psychokinesis is deliberate, focused, and specific on the part of its possessor. Probably the most renowned and unfairly criticized demonstrations of psychokinesis in American culture were the repeated televised appearances during the 1970s of Uri Geller, an Israeli psychic who was able to bend spoons and other metal objects through the power of his mind without ever touching them. The appearances were live, mesmerizing, and I promise you, completely authentic. But because Geller was unable to duplicate the same phenomena during strictly controlled lab experiments, many skeptics and critics were delighted to leap on the bandwagon of calling him a fraud who'd simply tricked TV audiences by substituting the metal objects involved through sleight of hand. But fair is fair. As far as I'm concerned, if Uri Geller's credibility was compromised by his inability to prove his psychokinetic gift in a laboratory environment, the skeptics' and critics' credibility should be called into question too, for their inability to ever prove that Uri Geller was performing any kind of fraudulent sleight-of-hand tricks. This is not to say there haven't been literally millions of faked cases of psychokinesis, but exhaustive studies have been done, starting most notably with Dr. J.B. Rhine of Duke University in 1934, and proceeding through such other reputable researchers as physicist Helmut Schmidt, engineers and psychologists at Princeton, experts at the Chinese Academy of Sciences, physicist John Hasted at the University of London, biochemists throughout the world, and far too many more to list here. The results seem to add up to the following. The validity of the existence of psychokinesis can't be dismissed or disproved. Harnessing and productively guiding the power of psychokinesis has enormous biological and humanitarian potential. Antibodies, for example, have been shown to grow more rapidly in test tubes exposed to the proximity of psychokinetically energized hands than antibodies those hands never had access to. And various molds and fungi have experienced more retarded growth under a psychokinetic influence than those same molds and fungi not exposed to those influences. Which is simply to say, no one's more in favor of skepticism and demanding proof than I am. But once there's a strong indication that a phenomenon exists of potentially limitless benefit to this planet and all its residents, isn't it time for the normal and the paranormal to start working together and show that as a united force, there's virtually nothing on God's earth we can't accomplish?